Good morning, I'm Claire Beverly with the latest MyFM 101.3 news. Milford Public Schools reports 10 students testing positive for COVID-19 for the week of April 19th through the 23rd. The report released Tuesday showed no staff tested positive, although one staff member was in quarantine. Of the kids testing positive, four were from Milford High School, three from Woodland Elementary, and one from Memorial Elementary. A Hopkinton man has been killed in an accident on I-495 in Tewksbury. State police say Kevin Fury may have been having a medical problem Tuesday afternoon when he lost control and hit the median and then rolled down the center embankment on 2495 southbound. No other cars were involved. The Franklin Interfaith Council has celebrated Earth Day by planting 7 new trees around town. The maple, oak, cherry, and purple beech trees were planted thanks to help from the Department of Public Works, who chose the locations and who dug the holes. You're up to date. I'm Claire Beverly, MyFM 101.3 News. I'm Claire Beverly with a check of your headlines for Tuesday, November 25th. A Hilton Head Island businessman accused of using his investors' money for personal expenses has been ordered to pay a $540,000 fine, $10,000 each for 54 violations. The South Carolina Attorney General's office says John McIntyre is also permanently barred from doing business in the state and must reimburse the AG office's securities division for the cost of the investigation. A Bluffton man's been arrested after leading police on a chase that ended with him rolling his car. Police say officers tried to stop Cedric Riley Sunday afternoon on Fording Island Road because his exhaust system was hanging down and causing sparks on the road. Riley allegedly sped up and drove off at speeds of sometimes up to 100 miles an hour until he missed a turn onto Buck Island Road and flipped his car. Police say Riley fled because he has gang ties and he had drugs in the car and allegedly admitted that during the chase he ate the drugs. That's a look at your headlines on Hilton Head's timeless favorites, AM 1130 and FM 93.5, The Island.